I spoke to a group that was, I don't want to say protesting, but they were in Tomahawk last week, and they did the Kneel for Nine. I went out there with them. You know,
you knelt down with them?
Yeah. Yep.
That was Tomahawk Chief of Police Al Elvins describing an event he attended recently in Tomahawk, during which citizens knelt for 9 minutes as a silent reminder of the time that Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin knelt on the neck of George Floyd. I spoke to Chief Elvins and also Rhinelander Chief of Police Lloyd Gauthier to get their reactions to the killing of George Floyd and the protests around the country. Gauthier describes his involvement in a protest on June 1st in Rhinelander.
I can tell you that I had a conversation with one of the people that were involved in setting that up, and I did want to attend. I did want to come and, as the chief, tell them that I supported them and that I would encourage them if they wanted to do march that they could do that.
When Chief Gauthier arrived at the protest, he could sense that his presence was causing some tension, so he decided to stay back and he instructed his officers to do the same. His main concern for the day was the safety of the protesters because there were people in cars who were opposed to the protest.
Have contact with a citizen who disagreed with the protest, and that person was legally open carrying a firearm. And I did have to talk with that person and explain to them that what the protesters were doing was legal. They had every right to be. They were on city right-of-way.
Associate Professor of Democracy, Justice, and Sociology at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, Andrew Austin, explains that the white community has been slow to recognize the excessive lethal force used most frequently on people of color.
Policing does involve violence. You do have to, you know, take people into custody and they resist, etc. But chokeholds, these immobilization tactics is what we're referring to more generally, can have lethal consequences. Largely, the public has been has not been aware of the extent to which, I mean, police officers kill about 1,000 people a year.
According to the Center for Policing Equity, black men are about 3 times more likely than white men to have force used against them in a police encounter. Although this has been going on for a long time, Dr. Austin thinks the protest after the killing of George Floyd seemed different. The white community is more engaged.
Part of getting people behind a movement to stop this really, really requires a cross-race solidarity.
One of the outcomes of the protest is the call to ban immobilization techniques designed to cut off the air of a victim. But according to Gauthier in Wisconsin, these techniques are not used.
We don't teach a chokehold. The neck area is not a primary target for our use of force.
Tomahawk Police Chief Elvins agrees.
I'm against the kneeling on the neck.
Gauthier adds that not only is kneeling on the neck not an approved immobilization technique, but in the state of Wisconsin, officers should not stand by idly when they see something improper being done.
We have a very organized, very specific use of force continuum. Part of that is the situation called officer override, where other officers on the scene have an obligation to intervene when something isn't being done the way it should be done.
According to Dr. Austin, one of the biggest impediments to changing the culture of excessive force by police is that they often get away with it.
Pretty clearly a tendency of the police to use force aggressively, and there is a kind of immunity that comes with that. And when you grant immunity to a group of people who are using certain methods, they tend to, you know, continue using those methods, but they also can use those methods in an exaggerated way.
Austin goes on to note that police body cameras are an important tool for exposing excessive force when it occurs. The problem is that not all police wear cameras. Tomahawk police officers have body cameras, which Chief Elvin requested soon after he took the job.
Yes, we do. First agency in northern Wisconsin that mandated that all officers wear them.
Rhinelander police currently do not have body cameras, but Chief Gauthier believes that it is important that his officers wear them, and he hopes to get body cameras purchased in the next budget. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.